Today, I want to talk about the comfort circle and its power to help you resolve conflict. Now, the comfort circle is a tool that we teach at our Intimacy and Marriage Conference. And if you're a listener, you probably will hear us talk about this and suggest it when somebody needs to hear someone out who feels hurt by them, especially a spouse or an adult child. So what is the comfort circle? Well, the comfort circle is a safe, structured conversation where there is a clearly defined listener and a clearly defined speaker, which we need when a conversation is challenging. Now, when you first begin using the comfort circle, it's going to feel like it's slowing the conversation down and making it unnatural. But that's actually part of its power. It's not actually stopping the conversation, it's slowing it down. Because most people's goal in a conversation, especially in conflict, is to speed it up. They want to get their point across.
Or to interrupt while someone's...
Well, like, I'm going to get there. Yes, exactly. You're not doing the comfort circle, right? So rather than truly hearing someone out, especially when emotions run high. So when we speak in conflict, we often lead with anger and blame instead of showing the more vulnerable emotions, which is what's going to draw someone in. And so it pushes them away. And then when we listen, we actually don't really listen in conflict. We sigh, we shake our heads, we roll our eyes, we interrupt, or we correct the other person. And really what we're doing then is we're just sending the message that we don't care or we don't agree. And that just shuts them down. Now, depending on your attachment style, you might struggle uniquely with the comfort circle. So vacillators, they typically want to prosecute a case and they can struggle to listen when they disagree. Avoiders typically dismiss feelings, both their own and other people, and they just want to focus on what seems most logical. While pleasers, they withhold their feelings because they don't want to upset other people and they want to keep the peace, and they can focus on just harmony, or they can accept blame and agree with resolutions that they don't really agree with. Now, what's fundamental to understand about the comfort circle is it's not about agreeing. It's about listening to understand. Mm-hmm. And when we slow a conversation down and we learn how to ask thoughtful questions to validate, to empathize with someone's feelings, the other person's far less likely to say hurtful things to try and grab our attention because they think they're not being heard. And they usually, they calm down. Because when someone truly seeks to understand you, even when they're not necessarily agreeing, it communicates that they care about you and they care about your feelings and how you think about something. And I've got a friend, he does this really, really well. He's just such a great question asker. And I often assume that he's holding the same view as me because he's exploring what I'm thinking and he's validating and empathizing. And oftentimes I find out later that he holds a completely opposite view of me because he's just so good with his curiosity. So if you struggle with listening or you often get stuck in conflict, try the comfort circle. And if you want to learn more about it, you can find out more in the books How We Love and How We Love Our Kids by Mylan and Kay Yerkovich. They designed the comfort circle. And if you use the comfort circle correctly, it's a powerful tool. It can help you get unstuck. It can help you resolve conflicts. And it can help you create genuine intimacy with another person that comes from feeling truly seen, heard, and understood.